Joining me in the studio this morning, I've got Vicki Hennefant and also Kellen Henriksen. They are with the Warren County History Museum. Vicki is the chairman of the Christmas Around the World, which we'll talk about in just a little bit. And Kellen is the Patti Foundation Executive Director. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, thank you. And on this beautiful day.
Oh, it's great. Mid-50s on November 29th.
Oh, can't beat it, can we?
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm living down south somewhere. But we're not.
Just wait, Sean.
We're not. Now, Kellen, we were talking off the air. You're from a cold weather city. You're from outside the Pittsburgh area.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Nice. That's beautiful. We talked about both of our love for the Steelers.
Oh, can't go wrong with the Steelers. You really just can't.
That's the connection we've got already.
I don't think everyone would agree with you.
Exactly. Winters in Pittsburgh is a whole other level, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. It's something. It's unique. We'll just leave it at that.
I've seen many Steeler games on TV in the snow, so I can imagine how cold it is, but you guys have a fantastic event coming up on Saturday. It's called Christmas Around the World. Vicki, tell us about it a little bit.
Well, we do have this Christmas Around the World, and this is our second year for holding this. And the reason we wanted to do this particular theme is because we do have so many people in our community that live from all over the place and all over the world, actually. And in fact, there are many students at Monmouth College as well, and they will also be, some of them will be coming, the international students will be coming as well and sharing about their country. So we just thought it was so appropriate to share our heritage in Monmouth, Illinois, with all the many different nationalities.
Yeah, we're a pretty diverse town for being a smaller town.
We certainly are. There's no question about it, and we're learning more and more about all of them. And it's a way for them to share about their country, and they so enjoy doing that and having people interested in what they're doing.
Well, what's going on Saturday?
Oh, we have a very packed lineup. We have performances that are going to be going on throughout the day. We have groups from really throughout the area,
yes,
beyond Monmouth even, that are going to be coming in performing, ballet dancers. We have dance troupes, choirs. They're going to be performing from just about the start around 11:15, and they're going to be going till just before we end at 3:45.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule. There's all kinds of live entertainment going on.
There is. It's a action-packed day. Not only is there entertainment going on, but there are crafts for the children, mm-hmm. international crafts for the children. We have a 4-H club from Cameron that's coming in, and they're doing a craft with making reindeer. Reindeer craft, mm-hmm. and we're making a Swedish craft and an English craft for children to make and take home with them. And then we have many displays as well. People in our community are sharing their international crafts along with some. We have a lovely hanky collection. We're going to have an apron collection, an arrowhead collection. A chess collection, you name it, we're going to have it for viewing on Saturday. So just, we encourage people. I know there's so much going on in our community, so you can just go from one place to the other and be entertained all day, starting, the museum starts at 11, and I think that the armory events start at 10. So mm-hmm. you can just have a busy, busy day and then go home and crash at 10 o'clock at night.
There you go. After everything that's going on Saturday, and Jack and I have talked about it during the morning show, that there's all kinds of things going on around the area on Saturday. And this is from 11 to 4. So what a great way to spend the early afternoon.
Oh, it really is, especially with, I like to think, our guest of honor at the museum at 11:30, we're going to be having Santa and Mrs. Claus coming in. So right off the bat, you're going to have some really fun things to really start out the day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, and the Santa and Mrs. Claus, I mean, we get two. We're very lucky to have two, Mr. and Mrs. Claus. I'm surprised they can take time off from their busy schedule to come, but they are going to be there for 2 hours from 11:30 to 1:30, and we encourage people to bring their cameras, take pictures. In case they forget their camera, we will have a camera there, but along with taking pictures with some of the internationals. And I do want to highlight the program because you know, we have many people giving up their Saturday morning and afternoon mm-hmm. to entertain us. And, you know, the Arlene Smith dancers, they're going to start us off at 11:15. And then Leo Raymer, who is very popular in our community and does such a wonderful job with students. He's bringing in some of his students to entertain at 12 noon. And then the Chin Dancers are going to entertain at 12:30. And last year, they did a fantastic show. So, and it's, you know, everyone will want to see that one. And that starts at 12:30. And then at 1:15, we have Fox Ellis of Bishop Hill, who is going to be coming in. Fox is, he's an internationally known author and storyteller and naturalist, and he's going to do storytelling about prairie Christmas, which I think is very appropriate for our Warren County History Museum because we originally were in the middle of the prairie. so he does costumes and tells stories. The Mexican Lindo dancers are coming. They're from Galesburg and Kewaunee. Some of those dancers are coming from Kewaunee. And they're going to be here at 1:45. And then the Cameroon Singers are going to entertain at 2:30. And then Fox Ellis comes back, and he's going to do Christmas around the world, again, changing costumes and portraying different nationalities and their Christmas customs. And then we're going to close with the Immaculate Conception School Choir at 3:15. So, an action-packed day.
Yes, no kidding. Boy, that's you're cramming a lot of stuff in there.
You're right. We are cramming it in. But like we don't want people to leave. We want them to stay and enjoy the whole day and enjoy what's going on. And then, of course, then leave to go to the other things as well that are going on.
Yes. I'm holding a passport. It says Passport 2, Christmas Around the World. And explain how that works.
Yeah, so everybody who's going to be coming through, they're going to be handed one of these passports. It tells you everything that's going to be going on throughout the day, which is always nice. But it also has a section that is essentially a passport, and you get to go around throughout the museum to the different booths that represent the different countries, learn a little bit about the customs, learn a little bit about the history, then you get a stamp, and you just try to, you know, collect them all.
Sure.
And we make learning fun, really. That's really the point of it.
Yeah, Sweden, Ghana, Germany, England, Ireland, Italy, Spain, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Kenya, Myanmar.
Mm-hmm.
That's Burma. Right. Used to be Burma.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then Cameroon. Mm-hmm. Very mm-hmm. cool.
And there will be others too. But we don't know who they are yet because they're students from Monmouth College.
Awesome. Now, this is totally free?
Totally free. Yes. All we need is a smile when they walk in the door. That's all we're asking.
No smiles, you get booted out.
That's right.
All right. I like that. That should be the admission everywhere.
That's exactly right. We want this to be a happy day.
Yes.
For everyone. And we also want to mention the fact that our gift shop will be open at the museum. And it's a neat little gift shop with many items that are made right here in Warren County, local artisans that share their talents and for a fee, of course. Mm-hmm. But they have
a little
some
more
unique,
than a smile for sure.
Right. But they have some really unique items. And so if you're looking for that something special for someone, this is a place to go.
Good Christmas shopping right
it
there.
That's right.
It is fantastic Christmas shopping. I've gotten two things.
Kellen, anything you'd like to add on the event?
Really just, it's going to be a great time. Come on out, learn a little bit, and see how fun it can be. And also, the thing that I'm really looking forward to the most is we've got Christmas trees set up that are going to be decorated by local preschools. And it's just a really fun little thing that we've got. Bring the kids in, mm-hmm. Get them involved, and also just kind of share a little bit about the different traditions around the world.
I should add, Kellen, I'm glad you brought that up because I hadn't remembered that. That's why we have two here. But I wanted to give a shout out to those local preschools. We have six this year. This is the most we've ever had. And the MELC children have made something to represent a country, and I can't remember what the countries are, but and then the Roseville Kids Place, the Teddy Bear Daycare, Head Start. This is the first year Head Start, mm-hmm. and I know that they have 88 children that are going to be making a decoration for the tree. Lutheran Daycare, and then the ICS Preschool. So all of those children have studied a different country and have made an ornament to represent that country. So, you know, if nothing else, those trees are something to look at and to enjoy, to see that what the children have made for us to enjoy.
It's awesome. Going to be a museum exhibit unto itself.
Really. Yeah, it really yeah. will. We have one corner of the room that's dedicated to trees. It looks like a little forest.
That's what Christmas is about. Yep.
That's right.
Anybody else you'd like to thank while you're here? Or
Well, I think we also ought to mention that we're going to have refreshments. That's one of the most important
yes.
things. And many of volunteers are making international cookies, mm-hmm. And we'll have punch and cider and coffee and to make another addition for a nice day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd really just like to thank the volunteer corps. I mean, Vicky's been heading this up, and it's been absolutely spectacular. I'm still relatively new to this area, and I'm seeing what kind of volunteership we have out here, and people are so generous with their time. Mm-hmm. So a big thank you to all the volunteers involved.
We have a great community.
We do. And it runs on volunteerism, mm-hmm. actually. You know, I'm on the president of the Buchanan Center, and there we couldn't operate without volunteers as well, and the hospital, and just you name it. It's in the armory is another one. So we have a very generous community
yeah.
in many ways, and then you're going to Freezing for Food
yeah, we start
this
that
week,
tomorrow.
And that's another example of the generosity of people in our area.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard some
it's
stories.
It's a great community,
it
let's
is.
Face
it.
It
is.
It is.
Yeah.
You had me at Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and then you said refreshments, and now I'm doubly in.
Mr. and Mrs. Claus and cookies.
That's right. That's a day for me right there. Thank you guys so much for coming in, and we'll see you on Saturday morning and early afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having
11
us.
11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Warren County History Museum. Do you have what's the address for the folks that may be from out of the area?
It's 238 South Sunny Lane.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And a phone number if anybody needs any information on it.
734-8433.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
We'll see you
Saturday.
Thank you.
Vicki Hennefant and Kellen Henriksen with the Christmas Around the World at the Warren County History Museum on Saturday. We'll be back.